Oh, wait a minute. Is this Morgulon's?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Do you guys watch... you ever seen that show Rick and Morty? Yeah, that show. It's an episode where they're inside the body.
I try to watch it, but it's too edgy for everyone I hang out with.
Oh, that's... I understand.
They're all too impressed by me.
You can learn more about Morgulon's at thegmin.us.
Can you actually? Because I... What? I think I missed an episode.
That was an episode.
Damn it!
And this totally is Morgulon's. The whole TH thing? Yeah.
I swore this would never happen. I've let you all down.
You've sinned.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the Duplo Blocks of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Detective Slowpoke.
Okay, Ego, good try, but I gotcha. Now, back to my bliss.
Ganymede.
The first step is to locate the karate chop point.
Gyro.
Try some of these videos by Byron Katie, such as The Gift of Chronic Pain, I Shouldn't Be Sick, and I Don't Want My Cancer to Stop Growing.
Oh, you found our clips for sale page.
Shell game!
How about the fact that your neighbor went to school and worked hard to get that job? Does that make it fair? You could have done the same. Oh, you say you did go to school and work hard, but as luck would have it, you didn't find a great job? Is that your neighbor's fault? Should you begrudge him $100,000 just because you don't have it? That would be really petty.
Well, I sure would.
And Amelia Blank, as I sat in stillness with awareness and continued to come back to the breath as my anchor, the thought that kept presenting itself over and over, a picture of a bowl of mashed potatoes with butter.
Wow.
Not gonna lie, that's every meditation session I've ever had.
I think I've been meditating without realizing it.
What is her fixation on mashed potatoes?
It's the sexiest of foods.
Either that or she's really obsessed with Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It has the highest vibration, okay?
Wait, yeah, it's been cooked and prepared. Oh, whatever.
It doesn't count if it's potatoes.
Oh,
Patriots can count.
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi, hello. Ms. Blank.
So, Extra Credit, how are your guys' health?
Awful.
Poor. Neglected.
Doing pretty good. I'm only bleeding out of one orifice right now.
Been a lot of smoke in the air, so I've been coughing a little bit.
I'm in the heavy danger zone for Hurricane Irma, so I'm expecting to get some exercise really soon here.
There's been nothing but ash falling in my town for the last couple of days, so...
Good times.
Spooky, I guess.
Can't be good for cardiovascular health.
Well, this could possibly help with your various health issues. We got a document here from the dump. From, Ronger?
Rongier.
About a website by a lady named Judy C. McMath called Unhindered Living. Which Rongier has cleverly labeled the document Unhinged Living. Blar.
Oh. We mentioned this mostly because we keep messing up and calling it Unhinged Living, so now you have context for that.
Miss McMath's blog website thing that is no longer up. Thankfully, she has a new website, which we might be delving into, I don't know. But she's basically a crazy person who feels like New Age stuff can heal everything, I guess? I don't know. We're going to dive in here first. Ganymede.
Yes?
Do you want to read the first post here at unhinderedliving.com?
I think I can help you out there.
Oh, we're going to have to read from the doc because the website, again, doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
So.
We are, now as always, we are the Wayback Machine. So, hi, I am Dr. Judy C. McMath. Welcome to my website, Unhinged Living. Unhindered Living.
We're going to keep doing this.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to keep doing this. She's not a doctor, is she?
Excuse you, I can call myself whatever I want. But you are right, she is not listed anywhere as a doctor. I just threw that on there. Anyway, maybe this will convince you to approve my doctorate. Water can be energized with specific magnetic fields that aid life compared to untreated water. So buy a Brita filter. Goodbye. According to Dr. Masaru Emoto's work...
Oh, it's this guy again.
Yeah. Human vibrational energy, thoughts, words, ideas, and music affect the molecular structure of water. The very same water that comprises over 70% of a mature human body and covers the same amount of our planet. Coincident? No. Water is the very source of all life on this planet. The quality and integrity are vitally important to all forms of life. Okay. Visit a website which will show you pictures of the changes that take place in water molecules when exposed to different thoughts and words.
So, I can visit any random website?
Well, you'll have to because that link doesn't work.
Visit a website!
Well, no, just visit a website that'll show you that, but not mine because, yeah.
TV Tropes, I go! Yay!
No, don't go there!
Always go there. Nothing can go wrong.
Oh, she actually covers the Brita filter angle. You can purchase devices which will structure your water. You can put substances in your water which will structure it, or you can structure it yourself by energizing it with Reiki. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Human beings try to make things so complicated when it's really so simple. You're capable of doing everything yourself if you just learn how.
I guess that's true.
Everything.
Remember, every man is an island. You need no help.
It's surrounded by what? Water.
Oh, shit!
Oh, fuck.
Find
some... can Reiki teach me nuclear engineering?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Oh, shit, will we? Okay.
Find some gentle, peaceful music and play it in the background. Just put some purified water, preferably reverse osmosis, in a glass. Set the glass in front of you and put one hand around either side of the glass. Close your eyes and try to visualize the energy passing from one palm to the other and passing through the glass and the water. State your intention, and the water will carry that intention.
I feel like we're making a chi-ball.
Your intention can be that the water will balance your energy, balance your pH, impart more oxygen to the body, bring healing, cleanse physical or emotional impurities, or whatever you want. The water will be charged with your intention. After you feel intuitively that the water is ready, just drink it. You should always Reiki all your food and beverages so that your intention will render harmless anything in the food or drink that would be detrimental. The thing I like most about this is that there is no limit on your intentions. We were joking off mic about this being how to make poison, but there really is not a limit on what you can do with this.
Speaking of poison, Gyro, could you tell us how to cure anthrax with time?
Or water that's been convinced that it's anthrax?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm a doctor, I know about this stuff, so I can help you cure... No, I'm a doctor now, okay?
Our intentions have rendered her a doctor.
I'm giving myself a doctorate. Anyway, I know exactly how to cure anthrax. There are basically three ways that anthrax infects its victims. Through inhalation, which is the most serious form, through the skin, when entering a cut of some kind, or gastrointestinal. Through eating meat of infected animals.
Haven't heard that.
You know, edibles are way too powerful, so... it is fortunate for us that essential oils can be diffused through the air and inhaled directly into the lungs, where they kill the foreign invaders. Boy, I made that joke too early, didn't I? As they attempt to infect the individual. The essential oils found to be most effective against anthrax spores are thyme, oregano clove, rosewood, and two blends from Young Living, Thieves and Exodus 2.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta just take some pages
out of
the Bible.
Yeah, these are also the essential oils that are most effective in my spaghetti sauce, so...
I sincerely hope you don't put essential oil in your food.
Okay, so during the Great Plague in Europe in 1413, a small band of thieves were captured at Marseilles, France.
Are we still talking about anthrax?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. No. I mean, this is totally relevant. Why wouldn't this be relevant?
This is the origin of the metal band Anthrax. I don't know what you're complaining about.
I didn't mean to interrupt the good doctor. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, the bubonic plague was anthrax. Haven't you been listening? Anyway, A small band of thieves were captured in Marseille and charged with robbing the dead and dying by bubonic plague victims.
Plague victims?
Plague victims? Question mark. There is a question mark there. Why is there? I need to just move on.
Because it's a question. Keep up.
She wasn't totally sure.
Although this Black Death, Pasteurella Pestis, was highly contagious, not one of this morbid band of thieves was ever infected. When the thieves were captured, they were told that they would not be punished if they could explain how they were able to avoid infection. They explained that they rubbed a mixture of cloves, rosemary, and cinnamon on their hands, ears, and temples. This is where the thieves' blend of oils comes from. It is recommended that if you have the cutaneous form of anthrax, to rub thyme oil... To rub thyme oil directly on the cut or wound. For internal consumption, use only young living essential oils, as they have been approved by the FDA for internal consumption.
Only the flesh of the young.
Place one drop of thyme in an 8-ounce glass of water and drink. Symptoms of the intestinal variety of anthrax are nausea, vomiting, fever, and headache. Place one drop thyme in an 8-ounce glass of water and drink it. Repeat every 2 hours until infection clears.
Or new infection occurs.
For the inhaled form, symptoms are flu-like, such as fever, coughing, weakness, and chest pains in the early stages. Antibiotics only prove helpful in the early stages of the disease, since antibiotics only kill the bacteria and do nothing to affect toxins released by the bacteria.
Place and it sure would be helpful to get a definition on, like, what exactly a toxin is in her universe, because, like, the list is narrowing and I'm still not sure.
Anything that isn't natural, because anthrax bacteria aren't natural either. Place one drop thyme in an 8-ounce glass of water and drink. Repeat every 2 hours until infection clears. Also, inhaling vapors from any of the above-mentioned oils would be helpful in keeping the lungs clear of bacteria. Anthrax is also very susceptible to garlic because it's a vampire, according to the Garlic Information Center in Britain.
There's a Garlic Information Center? I want to know what, like, whose job is that? Like, what do they do?
The Garlic Information Center? Good question.
Well, I can take a guess.
Well, it's a volunteer position, and a little old lady sits at a desk, and she's got a pamphlet on garlic, and she can tell you about all of the cool things you can do with it, but no one ever visits her, and it's sad.
The center actually sprung up around her because they just weren't sure how to make her go home.
She just wants to spend time with people. Her family never calls.
Garlic is her family now.
At least garlic calls.
The garlic call her on the weekends. They call her every day. Garlic is a broad-spectrum antibiotic that even blocks toxins toxin production by germs.
That's my boy!
The antibiotic activity of 1 milligram of allicin, this active ingredient in a garlic, equals 10 units of penicillin.
Nope!
And there's some citation. Oh, from Koch and Lawson. Okay. Anyway, the anthrax bacterium's toxicity emanates from its ability to kill macrophage cells, which are part of the immune system. Studies have shown that sulfur-bearing antioxidants, alpha-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine,
I have a quick question. My girlfriend makes this awesome shit. It's like garlic chicken. She uses several cloves. How many bottles of penicillin am I essentially slamming every time we eat garlic chicken?
Well, when was the last time you got sick?
4,000. You're basically single-handedly causing MRSA.
That's nice.
Nice. Yeah. These substances elevate levels of glutianine. I can't pronounce any of this shit today. A natural antioxidant within the body counters the toxicity produced by anthrax. Melatonin, a sleep-inducing hormone available at most health food stores, has been shown to help prevent lethal toxins from anthrax exposure. It could be taken at bedtime in doses ranging from 5 to 20 milligrams. Melatonin boosts glutianine levels during sleep. This information gives us quite an arsenal to protect ourselves from anthrax. However, I feel the most important substance for protection and treatment is electrically generated colloidal silver. There it is! Time to become a fucking smurf. Colloidal silver has been tested by the UCLA Medical Lab on 650 different microorganisms and was found to kill all within 6 minutes of exposure.
So I should drink it?
Mm-hmm. It causes mass death.
Well, you put a drop of it in some water.
Yeah, you put a drop of it in some water and then dilute it 10,000 times, and then you've got homeopathic colloidal silver. It's the best. Okay, so in anthrax, colloidal silver inhibits the enzyme responsible for letting oxygen into the cell. Colloidal silver also stimulates the immune system by increasing white blood cell count.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about science to tell her that she's wrong.
Do you not trust the doctor?
Yeah, none of us have our degrees. We can't really challenge this. I mean, we laugh now, but if we publish all these, japings and us poking fun at her, Victor's just going to cruise in and tell all of us that it's completely above board and everything's correct. That's why it's in the dump to begin with.
Hey,
this is all medically sound.
Hey, I have a theater bachelorette.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a degree, too.
I dropped out of an English degree, so I am more qualified than anybody else to tell you about colloidal silver.
Detective Slowpoke.
Yes.
Read the next post about... I don't know. We'll figure out what crazy shit she's gonna say.
Okay. We are at unhinderedliving.com/...
Thank you.
...germ theory. So let's go back about 500 years, and here we go. Throughout their lives, Pasteur and Beauchamp continued to experiment with microorganisms. Pasteur continued to adhere to the idea of monomorphism, the belief that all microbes and bacteria have only one form. Beauchamp was able to prove, however, the existence of pleomorphism, the microbes that can alter their form to appear as different germs. This discovery was confirmed by many scientists that came after Beauchamp, including Günther Enderlin. In his experiments, Enderlin found that every living cell contains two distinct kinds of microorganisms, called endobionts, which means inside life. This microorganism lives inside the cell and cannot be removed from it.
The inner life of microorganisms.
They play an important role in cellular health. The state of a person's health is determined by the state of the development of these organisms. Enderlin found that all microbes that live permanently in our body go through three stages. The primitive stage, microbe.
That's offensive.
The middle stage, bacteria, and end stage, fungus.
You know, I know you guys were all really excited for this Age of Empires spore crossover, but I'm not sold just yet.
Other scientists were later able to confirm that there was a fourth stage, which occurs only after extreme toxicity, in which the fungus goes through a transformation, mutating into the virus!
Fucking excuse me?
We all know that fungus is basically a Pokemon evolution.
Yeah, you have to press B to make sure that it stays a fungus.
Yeah.
Okay, a fungus. Like, is that every fungus? Does that apply to every fungus? Like, if we blast
the fungus.
The fungus.
Of course.
The end stage one.
Any
the
virus. Mushroom. No, I gotta
say. Oh, that's right. If they are microbe fungi.
Disease as Pokemon evolution really brings new meaning to the phrase "gotta catch 'em all."
The Pokerus is actually a happy accident.
Stop! I hate that I get all of these jokes. I hate myself and
Snorlax.
I hate you. Please tell me what lies beyond the end.
Oh, okay. Most of the diseases to modern society are not caused by the pathogenic bacteria that enter from outside us, as was taught by Pasteur.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Disease occurs as these endobionts are transformed from the microbe stage to the more virulent forms of life. The state of development that these organisms depend on, the state of the medium which the germ lives. In other words,
the state of the medium is strong.
The microbes which live in our cells and assist the cells in maintaining a healthy state will mutate into bacteria, fungus, and viruses in which the tissues of our body in which they live to change to provide a medium for their growth. Fuck, these sentences just... whatever.
So we're being, like, terraformed from the inside out is what I'm getting from this?
Primitive phases live in a... wait, I skipped a line. Medium for their growth, blah, blah, blah.
I could hardly tell.
They begin to become pathogenic, in which the pH of the tissue becomes more acidic. Primitive phases live in a strong alkaline pH. Bacterial phases live in mild alkaline pH. Fungal forms live in a medium acid pH. Viral forms live in a strong acid pH. 2.
And Pikachu lives in Viridian Forest.
Wait, so they... Okay, so the viruses form because your tissues gain a pH of 2? So you're slowly becoming hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, as the skin is sloughing away from your body, you can just catch the hint of all the fungal forms growing free.
Okay.
At the end of his life, Pasteur admitted his theory was a fraud. He said it was not the germs that mattered, but which the medium that they lived.
What? What?
What?
No, he didn't.
Let me just Google something real quick. I promise it's not related to this.
We have a doctor here.
I promise it's not related to this.
We have a doctor here. You don't need
citation
to Google anything.
Citation needed.
And yet, this so-called work is the basis of the whole medical model. No... Okay. Of disease and
So can we add Pasteur on, like, the list of, like, Darwin? Like, apparently these people that, like, reneged on all of their life's work in their deathbed.
Yeah. In stories that totally happened. Yeah, I think we can add him to the list.
The world just wasn't ready for drinkable milk.
A lot of people were really trying to convince him before his deathbed that he was wrong, but all of their objections fell on deaf ears.
I feel like that was supposed to be a joke, but I didn't get it.
Why, Shell?
The germ theory cannot account for the fact that if you expose 100 people to what he calls pathogenic bacteria, that 10 of the people in the room will not develop the disease. It is not that germs that cause disease at all.
There's a such thing as being immune. There's an explanation.
No.
I like how we went from germs are fungus and virus to this guy's a liar and none of this is true.
She's leaving out that they had a control group of 100 people who had never heard of Dr. Pasteur. Is he a doctor? Am I just calling everybody a fucking doctor today? He's not a fucking doctor, I'm pretty sure.
He might be. He was a scientist.
But
Pasteur was not even half as much of a doctor as this lady.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
The pH of those people's bodies was not acidic enough.
Can I be a doctor next?
Get in line. Next, my next priority is making Dr. A Dr. A.
The pH of those people's bodies was not acidic enough to support the transformations of the germ into a bacteria, fungus, or virus. Because the germ never mutates, the person never gets sick.
Yeah, there goes your immunity theory, Amelia.
Sorry. I'm not the doctor.
Not yet.
This gets very important right here. Because of what I know about Louis Pasteur and the germ theory, there is no way I will allow myself to be treated by a medical doctor trained in the United States or any other Western country. Their diagnosis and treatment inevitably make the patient sicker by plunging their body into an even more acidic state and encouraging the more rapid transformation of microbes into deadly pathogens.
That's why nobody who's ever gone to the hospital in the U.S. has recovered.
Oh, murder. Transformation.
That's why everybody who goes to the hospital in China gets treated for their high acid skin.
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gotta have extra reinforced buildings. In fact, if a person learns to alter their diet so it encourages a more alkaline pH in the body, there is no need to ever visit a medical practitioner of any kind.
Is this the secret breatharian doc or something?
No, the mania is not kept secret.
Everything I've said here is based on sound scientific studies and actual historical documents.
Citation needed.
But I can't show them to you because they burned up in my acid hands.
And yet, many people who choose to refuse allopathic medical treatments are looked as mentally unbalanced. And if a person refuses to allow their child to get medical treatment, they're looked at as guilty of medical negligence and have their children taken away. And for what?
Negligence.
Because they don't agree with one particular interpretation of scientific data? This evidence I've given is sound and proven. I hope anyone who reads this can see that a person who chooses to reject the germ theory
capitalized.
Does so with much evidence to back them up, as they are not being negligent with their own health or their children.
I mean, you know, I can't really judge her because, like, I reject the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I choose to reject the medical model.
Oh.
I choose to take charge of my own health. And in doing so, I avoid most all the plagues of the 20th and 21st century, including cancer, anthrax, and AIDS. Oh. Also, yes, that plague, anthrax.
Was anthrax a big plague of the 20th century?
No.
Shell,
uh-huh.
Tell us about how frequency plays into our life.
Yeah. Okay. Everything that exists has a frequency. Turn your radio dial, and you will find frequencies on which many radio stations are broadcasting. Every cell of...
Oh my god, she's right!
Yeah.
Stop right here, stop right here. This is the most correct thing she's ever said. Abandon ship.
The Illuminati have been covering this up for years.
So what have we learned today?
Every cell of your body also broadcasts a frequency. The atoms you are made from have tiny electrons orbiting them, and each electron has a tiny electrical charge. A healthy human body has a frequency between 62 and 72 hertz. When the frequency drops, the immune system is compromised. If the frequency drops to 58 hertz, cold and flu symptoms appear. At 55 hertz, diseases like candida take hold. At 52 hertz, Epstein-Barr, and at 42 hertz, cancer.
So what you're saying...
All that and more, coming to you at the top of the hour.
So you get that? If the frequency drops below 55, this whole bus
you
goes.
You got gonorrhea here on the morning drive.
So what you're saying is, all I need to do...
We're gonna give one lucky listener Epstein-Barr.
I think I understand. I need to construct a room with only the most expensive and best audio equipment and just blast pure frequency at me.
Yeah.
Will you have a giant? Will you have a giant stone?
No, I've just got a bunch of little stickers I put on my wall.
Oh. Okay.
This makes perfect sense to me because your body drops down to 42 hertz and then your body's lo-fi, so it sucks.
Okay. Now I know the real question on all of your minds. Okay. Now you may ask. Exactly what can cause your body's frequency to drop?
It's one of the questions, I guess.
Yeah, see, I was right.
Is it a sick beat?
The things you eat and drink directly affect your frequency. Fresh fruits and vegetables have up to 15 hertz. Dried herbs, 12 to 22 hertz. Fresh herbs from 20 to 27 hertz. Essential oils start at 52 hertz and go as high as 320 hertz.
Why would I want to eat any of these fruits? They all have cancer.
What does she think hertz are?
320 hertz, which is the frequency of rose oil.
Oh, shit. Oh. Does anybody else have the sensation of this not making any fucking sense? Or is it
you?
No, crazy. We all understand this.
Yeah, shit. I think you're just not operating at the same frequency as we are.
I guess so.
About hertz. Is there any, like, normal, like, source, like, comparison to what the fuck, what would 27 hertz even be?
I don't know what you're talking, I don't know why you're questioning this, like, science backs what she's saying.
Oh.
Oh, well,
yeah. Okay. If you try to hold this up against actual scientific evidence, it really hurts.
Oh, this next sentence.
Canned foods have a frequency of zero because they have been cooked before being put in the can. And anything cooked is dead and has no living energy. Also, pesticides, chemical additives, preservatives, all these things that are added to our foods also lower our frequency. Because you know that thing that zero does? How it's a negative number and it reduces things?
Yeah, so a raw steak is not dead?
No.
Nope.
No.
It's still alive. Oh. It's
got lots of hurts.
If you leave it there long enough, it'll grow into a cow.
Yeah. it's more likely to do that if you use some essential oils.
Yeah.
So she's calling it Hertz, but I guess what we've stumbled across here, it's just one word. What we have stumbled across here is very much reminding me of Ulalilia's preferences list.
Yeah.
Like, it reads a lot like that.
You know, you're not wrong. It's like
Hertz. It's a tilde negative 20 Hertz.
Hey, let's bring it back to something that we were totally talking about in this section. Other things which make our bodies more acidic. How we react to or cope with stress. Well, you know, I deal with him as best I can, but sometimes... Use of prescription and non-prescription drugs. Lack of exercise. The easiest way to alter the system is by thinking about and dwelling on negative thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. This immediately alters the frequency of the energy current in the body. Improper diet and lack of appropriate oxygenation also alter the frequency, resulting in varying levels of disease. See, it's not that you're malnourished or that you are, you know, depressed or anything like that. It's your frequency.
So if I'm not breathing enough and I'm not vibrating enough, I probably have cancer.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or anthrax. You might have anthrax.
Ooh, yeah, that plague. I remember that back in the 19-somethings.
Mm-hmm. You might also be surprised to find that even the thoughts that other people around you are thinking and dwelling on can negatively affect your energy field.
Whoa!
Because we all have ESP.
Each person's energy field reaches out from the body a certain distance, and if someone you are with a lot, like a family member, friend, or coworker, is constantly thinking negative thoughts, even if they never say anything to you about them, it can still affect your energy frequency. It seems like everything that happens to us all day long has the potential to pull us down into an unhealthy energy range, which is why each of us needs to learn techniques to balance or restructure, wink wink, our energy system on a daily basis. This is something that we teach here at the Center for Unhindered Living, and we have a variety of techniques to do this.
Oh no. Please put down the tuning fork.
Physical pain, emotional issues such as fear, anxiety, depression, phobias, stress, guilt, sadness, trauma, addictions, issues of pregnancy, childbirth, issues of abuse, child's issues, and symptoms of chronic disability disease are the most common. However, ABT can be used on practically anything in your life that needs changing. Some of the many areas that people have found ABT helpful with: snoring, losing weight, allergies, depression, dogs that chew on things. Nightmares. Horses that are spooked. Low self-esteem. Pain in childbirth.
Eczema.
Eczema?
What's that word?
Eczema.
Eczema. Rheumatoid arthritis. Increasing your income. Celiac in babies. Fear of flying. Fibromyalgia. Excessive flushing. Fixing your computer. Relationship difficulties.
What? Wait.
Can we go back to fixing your computer real quick?
No, but like relationship difficulties. So if you're too beta, this will help you get laid, and this will help you get your game. This will increase your game
frequency.
Only if
you fix your computer.
Oh, good point.
I just love the idea of like, I took this treatment and then my computer was fixed.
And your dog stopped chewing on things.
My dog, yeah, exactly.
And my horse isn't spooked anymore.
But I can't blush. I need to work on this.
Test anxiety, fear of snakes, multiple cirrhosis.
Oh, these are in order, I see.
Job performance anxiety, shingles, stop smoking.
Wait, it helps you to not stop smoking?
No.
Yeah, stopping smoking is a disease.
Makes in fairness, cool. It said that it would that you would find it helpful in conjunction with blank or whatever, or it's
yeah,
helpful
I guess it
with
did say that.
Whatever.
Will it help me read better?
Dyslexia.
Oh.
Migraine headaches, obsessive compulsive, biting behavior, fear of success, fear of failure. intense gag reflex, fear of dentists, increasing breast size. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Fuck you.
Stuttering.
Nice one.
ADHD. Infertility. there is so much more we... There is so much more. We have really found an issue that cannot be held by ABT.
But will it increase my panic size?
Gyro.
Yeah.
Tell us about gemstone healing.
Yay.
Oh, yes. This is my hobby. This is what I do with my time.
Okay. She's made up so much fake science, and she still buys into the gemstone thing? That's surprising.
Well, I mean, she is a doctor, so maybe it has more to it than you thought.
Probably.
Okay. So, as we have talked about on other parts of this website, we live in a universe of energy. Our eyes can only detect a very small part of the spectrum of energy. All other energy operates at a frequency which cannot be seen,
okay,
but can
right.
be detected by other monitoring devices. All yeah. matter resonates at an electromagnetic frequency, and your body is no exception. Research in biological medicine, as opposed to the abiological medicine that you do on cars.
Citran medicine.
Yes. Medicine for my robot dragon party.
Rar.
Research in biological medicine, you guys have infected me with the thing now, has revealed that the functioning of the body is controlled less by the genes and more directly by the ground system of regulation. The ground substance of the system is in the liquid crystal structures of the connective tissue located between the cells throughout the body. It is this ground substance which determines
liquid snake.
Which determines what enters and exits every cell.
I had ground substance tacos tonight.
Yum. Yum! Exclamation park. Yeah, there we go.
Bart.
Exclamation park. Yes, that makes sense. Don't question me.
I hate going to that park. No,
I would never question a doctor.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so it is this ground substance which determines what enters and exits every cell. The ground substance forms a complex system of chemical and electrical communication throughout the body, independent of the nerves. Through the ground substance, whatever occurs anywhere in the body has a nearly immediate effect throughout the body. The meridians of Oriental medicine appear to be located... yeah, that's not racist at all.
What?
The meridians of Oriental medicine appear to be located and transmit signals along functionally connected chains of connective tissue.
What does that mean?
Substance. Oh, that was one of those Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, chain of connective tissue. Birth by ground substance.
That was kind of a... I don't know if I liked that spinoff, but anyway... a simple experiment with energy fields shows how gemstones can affect us. The human hand has a small magnetic field. All magnetic fields are circular, turning towards their source.
Is that why my computer freaks out when I type on it?
I'll have you know that my human hand has a totally normal magnetic field size. In fact, it's big.
Are you using a round keyboard? Dragon
magnetic field size, okay?
Because that might be the problem. Anyway. Using a square keyboard, I mean, you're not being circular and whatnot.
She has a Dvorak keyboard, so surely that helps a little.
Alright, so when a substance is held in the hand's own magnetic field passes through the substance. The hand's magnetic field is altered by passing through the substance. The altered field returns to the hand and is detected by the electromagnetic field nerve sensors. These nerve sensors fire in response to the received field. The ground substance is affected by the received signal, either directly or through secondary firing of nerves. The whole body is affected by nervous system signaling and by the transmission of information through the system of ground regulation. By placing therapeutic gemstones in contact with the body's electromagnetic field, one can alter the body's frequency so that it can return to physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
But what about the acid?
I mean, presumably you've already dropped that a couple of hours
Mandatory.
Ago.
Mandatory. It's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah,
Ganymede.
Yes,
Why don't you teach us about,
I'd love to, but first a message from the Center for Unhindered Living.
Okay.
The traditional way of schooling in this society is a major hindrance to creativity, development of free think... I'm sorry, development of free hinking and critical thinking skills.
They're right, I don't even know how to hink. I don't even know what hinking is.
Why, hink freely, my boy, I'll teach you how.
No, 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 I don't want this. I don't want any of this hinky-pinky going on here.
Going to an institutionalized school is also the best way to become indoctrinated with the particular way of looking at life that the government endorses.
Just wanted a Pepsi.
I went through the public school system and went on to get 3 college degrees. I can tell you that college was a...
One of them a doctorate?
Why, yes. All of them were doctorates. I'm a triple doctor. I can tell you that college was a major joke. Anybody can make it through college. Get a degree.
Obviously.
And know absolutely nothing useful when they're done.
Yeah, well.
Please believe me, I'm living proof.
Please believe me, I learned how to make it through classes and make A's without ever even reading the book required to complete the course. So I'm the one you want to be listening to. If you have even a little ingenuity and listen to the teacher in class, you will pass. But you would be surprised how many people couldn't even pass the tests when the questions were given to them in advance. That is what public education has done to the thinking skills of our youth. The purpose of the Center for Unhindered Living is to let people know that you do not have to live the way other people say you do. You do not have to participate in social conformity, which is a hyperlink? Is that a hyperlink? It is.
I think it's just underlined. Wait.
To their...
Oh, yeah, it links back to Unhindered Living.
It's to the website that's dead.
It links to pages called, well, no, they're both just for conformity. You do not have to be controlled by the institutions which perpetuate the myths of our society. Schools, churches, governments, and the institutions of modern medicine. You can be autonomous. You can be free and unhindered. Just because I don't believe in, quote-unquote, school, doesn't mean I don't believe in education. My children got a wonderful education at home.
No!
All these poor children.
They definitely love me! It doesn't say that. They read and used math on a daily basis, and they had a life.
Oh.
They have jobs... They had jobs, mad money, did interesting things with educational value.
Why is this all in past tense?
Dog.
Why is this all in past tense?
I know.
I'm getting to that.
They died of cholera.
It turns out, don't baptize them in colloidal silver. Did interesting things with educational value, they got up when they wanted to, and went to bed when they wanted to, went out with their friends, and they think of creative ways to make money with their own businesses. They sold lemonade on the street corner.
Is this all happening at the same time? Are they like 10 starting on a stock business or something? Like, are they stockbrokers at age 10? I'm confused.
Yeah, no, they're only actually sleeping, but they're astral projecting into these other paths. And you can really learn in your sleep. They are learning foreign languages because they want to, and reading history because it's interesting. How is this the least believable thing on this website? It's a great way to live. They watch the other kids in the neighborhood walking to school in the mornings or getting off the bus in the afternoon, and they felt sorry for those kids because of how they were being forced to live.
All they want to do is be around those kids and go to the same schools. It's very strange.
No, they're being forced to live that way. My kids are not being forced to live this way.
Those institutionalized slaves don't understand the pleasures of ice cream lunch. It's a great way to live. Okay, for more information about free education, see my unschooling page.
Oh, thank you.
check off that box. I also highly recommend that you and your teenagers read this book, The Teenage Liberation Handbook, How to Quit School and Get a Real Life and Education.
Fuck you.
Hey, it's real.
Order on Amazon.
Oh, it takes
How this terrible advice only works for already rich people. Like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Click here to get a fact sheet about the dangers of early schooling. The social structure of our country dictates that all children who go to school at a certain age and that all children be taught certain core beliefs and subjects. Who decided this was best for my child? Who decided what beliefs were essential for my child to know? People who supposedly consider themselves experts have decided this.
Also the fact that they're basing it on the stuff that raised children in the past.
Mm-hmm. Nope. No, they took a look at my child and reformatted the entire system.
They asked six random people on the street what children should learn. Certainly that is the way it worked.
They say, your child needs these things to score well on tests, to get into college, to get a job. Who says? I see that my children's father went to college, and now the job that he does has nothing to do with his college degree. Unheard of. I see lots of people working at low-paying jobs because their degrees prepared them for nothing. I have a master's degree myself, and after spending years studying their knowledge, I decided I didn't agree with what was being taught, and that my master's should be a doctorate, and that I was not going to perpetuate that cycle. I added one of those, see if you can tell what it is.
Dr. Master Lady, how were you prepared for college?
That's Mrs. Dr. Master Lady to you. well, let me see if I can find an answer for you. You know, it's been a while. I'll have to think back. Man. I sure wish. It's like my mind is a big wall of text, and I can't quite search through it fast enough.
Maybe everybody is learning nothing because all they're doing is not reading the material, not doing the assignments, and doing lip service to get A's.
Oh, wait, Millie, I think I misinterpreted. Was that... like a segue prompt to a different part of this, or?
No, I'm just wondering. Like, she somehow got into college. I assume she had a traditional schooling.
Yeah, and look what it got
obviously
her.
That worked. Yeah,
nowhere does it say what she did for work.
You assume she had a traditional schooling, but we're reading what she wrote right now, so I'm not sure about that.
Well, the punctuation's all right.
This is purely speculative on my part, but I feel as though there may have been a trust fund involved in some stage of her formal education. The public school system and the state-accredited university system are both just places that exist for the purpose of indoctrinating young people with what experts want them to believe. These institutions are not places where creative free thinking is encouraged. They are places where you have to give the answer a teacher says is right in order to get the right grade so you can say that you know all the accepted knowledge. So she just thinks every stage of education is rote memorization, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no such thing as hands-on education.
These are places where people are taught to look at life a certain way.
You don't say.
They are bastions of social control and social conformity.
I hate it when people are taught to look at life certain ways.
Now drink this colloidal silver.
I don't have to go to school, Mom.
My children did not go to school, but they learned. I have freed them from the prison the experts constructed for them and set them on the path of true knowledge.
Now they have a 7th grade reading level.
Yes, yes.
Oh, her newer website is making so much more sense.
Literacy is their new prison. My children were not required to learn certain facts or get certain grades or study certain subjects or look at certain people or learn to look at life a certain way. I keep adding shit out.
Or be hired at certain jobs.
I'm bunny breading this really hard.
But she doesn't realize that she's a person that is indoctrinating them in her own.
Exactly.
No, but
yes.
When she does it,
yes,
it's
yes,
not
yes.
Indoctrination. It's showing them the truth.
Yeah. When it's right, it's not indoctrination.
I kind of feel like these kids got a monkey's paw wish at some point here, because they were like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to school anymore. And then their mom was like, don't say. Want to learn about crystals, kids?
And they were adopted the next day. You can't transfer work that you did at an accredited school at an unaccredited school to an accredited one, because that's like trying to pay someone in Mexico with American dollars.
Wow.
Which are capitalized American dollars. Find them at your local doctor's office.
But you can get your currency changed.
Yeah, you totally can.
Learn about that in school.
It's because the difference in the difference with this analogy is that both the currency in Mexico and the currency in the U.S. have something behind them.
Yes. Plus, I feel like if you're trying to pay somebody in Mexico with America dollars, they will recognize it as legal tender and, like,
Just like if you go to a university and try to give them your unaccredited credits, they will look at it and go, yeah, this means nothing.
Right.
Here's my transcript from me university, located in my fucking attic.
From my children taught me.
And I taught them. It was a beautiful circle.
Just like those crystals?
Some lady on a podcast said I'm a doctor.
I invite any listener to put that on their resume.
I think we're done with that section.
You don't have to agree with our government to love our country and be patriotic is the end of that.
Oh, yay. Detective Slowpoke, why don't you read the next bit?
Oh, I'm excited.
In which the doc maker is described as straight-up rage-inducing.
Here we go! In 1957, Otto Warburg was given the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering what causes cancer. Yes, we've known for many years what causes it, so why do doctors always tell you the cause is unknown? In his lecture to the Nobel...
No, they don't!
Also given the Nobel Prize for discovering lead-based gasoline? So, the Nobel Prize does not always age well.
In his...
It's like how whenever you buy a pack of cigarettes, it has a sticker that says, Surgeon General's warning may cause something bad.
Are you trying to make her case for her?
In his lecture to the Nobel laureates at June 30th, 1966, Dr. Warburg said that the prime cause of disease is impaired cellular respiration. Not cancer, just disease. But I already talked about that, so let's move on. Lack of appropriate oxygenation of cells, and one of the reasons this occurs is because the respiratory enzymes have been removed from our food.
Did he say that?
It was right before he denounced all of his life's research. On his deathbed.
A lot of scientists doing that.
It's a fellow doctor, so Beth would know very well.
No, he's an actual doctor, though. We're like the Sharks and the Jets.
Fresh fruit and vegetables and unpasteurized dairy products have living enzymes. Anything cooked, which includes anything that comes in a can or box, and anything pasteurized has no living enzymes to feed the cells, which they need to oxygenate themselves. Also, they don't vibrate.
Also, what the fuck container does she buy her essential oils in?
Yeah, it's not a can or a box.
It's a bottle.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Well, the bottle's in a box. It
doesn't... Yeah, but...
Yeah,
bottle's
a bottle.
The bottle's in the box. The box does not contain the product itself. It contains the vessel which contains the product.
Okay, so you're saying bottle all my steak.
Yes. It's like extreme sous vide. Acidic cellular pH also drives oxygen out of the cells, and an abnormally low cellular frequency also ensures that the person's body develops some kind of diseases, depending on how low the frequency gets. I'm glad we've kind of went at this in order here, because it kind of tells you everything you need to know. This is like the masterclass, you guys.
Please read this next sentence.
Say it.
Cancer is a disease that we do to ourselves.
Fuck you!
Yes, I know if you have cancer or a loved one has cancer, you are scared.
I'm really punching up at these cancer patients.
Is this the lady who wrote The Secret?
You know, it might be.
Yes, if you have cancer or a loved one has cancer, you're scared. You're searching for anything that can help, and you don't want to be made to feel like this is your fault. But it's important. No matter what is taking place in your life, you take 100% responsibility for what is happening to you now.
Wow.
Take that, people that were forced to put in asbestos.
I want you to feel pain.
You know, it's true. You may not have known that your lifestyle was causing this, Mr. Asbestos Installation Man. None of us
knew. You were probably taught by the school system that it wasn't your fault.
I'm not blaming you. I just want you to see that your lifestyle... Wow, this talking style gets really personal all of a sudden. I just want you to see that lifestyle issues cause this, and changing those lifestyle issues can end it as well.
It has to be personal. This is allopathic medicine.
Oh, of course.
None of us knew, and it could be argued that none of us could.
To take responsibility for yourself is to be given empowerment and hope.
Well,
yeah. Rip out that chemo treatment and pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Let
him say the last sentence.
And while chemotherapy and radiation will only give you pain and suffering, there are other alternatives which will give you life and peace.
Ooh, fuck you, by the way, Beth.
I want to give all our listeners a hug.
She did repudiate this later, right? She did say all of the things I said before were bullshit. So maybe she knows.
No.
It's the same exact stuff. It's just she rewrites it in a way that's different slightly, I think.
It's in purple font now.
But all this research.
Ooh, purple.
All this research, it's found that cancers are linked to deep hurts and long-standing resentments, which we carry, which means everybody on this podcast most likely has all of the cancer.
Shell, why don't you take over reading the
things that are wrong?
The descriptions of why you have certain diseases.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. So issues that affect the bones, joints, skin, blood, and the immune system have to do with unfulfilled individual needs. Problems in the back and reproductive organs have to do with money issues and problems with intimate relationships.
Oh no, not my back organs.
Dear God, her voice is getting nerdier by the moment.
Writing addictions and digestive... Sorry.
It's like unintelligible.
Weight, addictions, and digestive tract issues are affected by poor self-esteem and inability to take responsibility for your life.
I thought that was cancer.
Which causes heart, breast, or lung problems.
Cancer is an addiction.
Cancer is what happens when you're addicted to having your cells mutate. It's,
Might as well face it, you're addicted to cancer.
Heart, breast, or lung problems are often influenced by the inability to balance partnership with getting your emotional needs met.
That's awfully specific.
Eyes, ears, and brain issues often affect people who don't have a flexible and adaptive mindset. Being intolerant, critical of others, and unable to adopt a live and let live or agree to disagree attitude can directly affect eye, ear, or brain issues. Okay, I think we just stumbled across something.
So you can go blind and deaf from not being a weird centrist weirdo.
No. I think we just stumbled across a little bit of accidental self-awareness here. From a section on this...
Is that the author of the doc? Is it the author of the doc? It's not red. Oh.
She's citing herself, Dr. Beth Cook, who is a doctor,
Dr.
is citing
Judy
herself
Cook.
And her study.
Oh, Dr. Judy McMath.
Her name is Judy McMath.
Wait.
Beth Cook?
Beth Cook. I don't feel so bad about calling her a doctor now.
I think it's because I've been, my frequency is out of order. Yeah.
Yes.
I've been drinking too many canned Jägermeisters, and it's it's affecting my frequency of my cells.
Do they sell those?
You gotta get the free running stuff in order to get the right vibrations.
Yeah.
Should I keep going?
Oh, absolutely.
It seems like it's a new section.
Let's see if there's like something I can read to close out the episode on this. I think you linked, like, a backlog or something?
I linked to the new site, and then I also linked to the blog that she used to keep.
I have a section open called The Power of Understanding Reality.
I believe that is from her new site.
Okay. Well, then we're at unhindered-living.com. The Power of Understanding Reality by Dr. Betty Judith Cook McMath. Right now, as you are reading this, you are living in the present moment, because that's all there is. The past and the future are both thought projections.
Wow.
stop and think about it. I totally just blew your mind, didn't I? The past is already over. You could never live there again. The future hasn't come yet. In fact, the future never comes.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. This is just don't hug me, I'm scared.
Because by the time the future moment you are focusing on gets here, it becomes the present moment. So, the past and the future don't exist. They are only concepts. They are not reality. I think this is the point in the movie where I tell you about time travel. The only reality is the present moment. And in this present moment, you are fine.
Wow.
Everything is fine.
Well,
I doubt you would... Except for all you that have cancer, I guess. I doubt you would be sitting here reading this if the house was burning down.
That's just that comic with the dog.
Or your child was...
That is! Like, word for word.
Why are these... This is just all internet stuff.
We lost another great mind to the internet.
In this present moment, everything is fine. And it always has been. It always will be. When you realize this, you come to realize that everything you stress about is either in the past or the future. And neither of these exist.
Except in Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages, where you can go to the past and the future.
I'm sorry, since when does the past not exist?
Since, now. Since a second ago. And a second ago. Shit. And a second ago. And a second ago.
What if your present is a fire or your child choking? Does that not exist?
No, because yes. You exist in yourself.
It's actually really, really specific. Like, you could say that presently I'm concerned about the hurricane, but I can't really say that until it's consuming, like, the place where I'm staying. Like, until I feel the winds whipping against me, I can't say I'm scared of that.
Mm. So then you must realize that the stress, suffering, and emotional pain you feel exists because of something that is not real. But we have our stories about the past and the future, and that's what we try to live in. Our stories about how our mothers hate us, or we're been abused, or our boss was unfair, or our spouse doesn't listen to us.
Ooh, I don't like where this is going.
No, me either. Linda. We have a really shitty storybook.
We focus on the past event and live in those thoughts, but right here, right now,
there's no other place I want to be.
So we must always question our thoughts. Whenever you have a troubling thought, ask yourself, is it true? Can you absolutely know
God,
that it's true?
I hate this because in some ways those words mean something, but the way that she's using them,
Yeah, she's kind of stupid.
I mean, the thing is, like, she's kind of not, though. Like, she's, like, undeniably crazy, but, like, I don't know. I've learned words over the course of this episode, and that has never happened
to me
in
these
recordings.
Anybody can teach you words.
I know, but the fact that she knew them in the first, like, if she's not lying about having received college degrees, which, you know, that's still on the table.
Yeah, but she could just fake it her way to it. She told us that.
That's
she
true.
Basically did mention going to an unaccredited institution, didn't she?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm missing some pieces of this puzzle, I think.
I think we're all missing pieces of this puzzle.
I think she was trying to take unaccredited courses to, like, information to a Mexican university, is that what I gathered?
Listen, a Tijuana doctor is still a doctor.
Yeah.
We live in a friendly universe. Everything is the way it should be, and always has been.
What do you mean has been? There's no past.
It says something that I couldn't tell if you were making fun of her or reading from the page when you said that.
Yeah.
No, that's on the page. Let's say you have the thought, my spouse doesn't listen to me. I don't know why it would be on my mind.
Let's say you frequently have this thought.
So first of all, we have to ask ourselves the question, is it true that my spouse doesn't listen to me? Can you name a time when your spouse did listen to you? So you can readily see your statement is not true. Everything is our teacher.
Wait, but I thought teaching was bad.
Nope. And everything is always as it should be. So when you had the thought, my spouse doesn't listen to me. Oh, I guess that's a new one. you were probably thinking of a specific incident. In that specific incident, you were thinking of name one reason why it was appropriate that your spouse should not have listened to you. Some possible reasons are your spouse was busy doing something else at the time.
So my spouse wasn't listening to me.
Yeah. The tone of voice you were using when talking to your spouse was inappropriate or irritating. Jeez. Judy, please shut up.
I don't listen to her anyway.
You were showing your spouse that you were not listening to them.
But you were talking. It was your
The house is on fire! Judy, get up! You know, I think I want to move my quartz to the other side of the house. There's a fire! You choose an inappropriate time to bring up your concerns. I know we're in this hostage situation, but I really think you don't listen to me.
No, I mean it. The baby is on the way.
There could be many more. The point is, the fact that your spouse was not listening to you was not arbitrary. Maybe you're just really stupid and loud and annoying.
Wait, so we've completely abandoned the fact that I thought this whole point was supposed to be, oh, well, the past, you know, it's like a thing that already happened, so it's irrelevant and you're in the present now. But now she's just saying, well, no, you're actually a stupid nagging shrew and that's why no one listens to you.
If this text were like a conversation that I was overhearing and somebody asked me about it later, I'd be like, she's having relationship issues. Like, I wouldn't know what else to say accurately.
Yep. Yep, you're not wrong.
There's always a reason for anything that happens. Let everything be your teacher. So when you try to communicate with your spouse, and you think the thought, he's not listening to me, and that troubles you, stop and do inquiry. If you think the thought, and then realize that, oh, he's not listening, and this does not trouble you, then just go on and come back and try again later. But if the thought troubles you, then realize you have work to do. Any troubling thought is a clue that you have to work. You have work to do. Did you want to say?
I don't disagree with that.
No, so you first have to say, "Oh, I don't think he's listening to me. Does that bother me? If no, great. If yes, it's my fault."
The foundation of any healthy relationship.
It's self-loathing and blame.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? I haven't been listening to like any.
Yeah, I was gonna say I kind of tuned out about like probably 45 minutes ago.
Oh my god. Okay, so what if my child does get an infectious disease? Then they get it. Period. I just wanted to interject.
Then you might say, "What about my spouse? Don't they have work to do as well?" Maybe, but that's not your business.
That's God's business.
There are three kinds of business, as Byron Katie says.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Byron Katie. there's my business, your business, and God's business.
Oh, I was right.
Yep.
Like, oh my God.
When I'm worried about what my spouse should be doing, I'm in their business. It's almost like it's a trusted partnership built on love.
I'm pretty sure my spouse is suffering, like really struggling with his alcoholism, but that's his business. I don't want to take that from him.
I only have to worry about my business. I got mine. That's all. You could be perfectly happy in life by tending to your own business and leaving everyone else's business to them.
Again with the every man is an island theory coming out strong.
Uh-huh. Be a sociopath without empathy.
Yay.
There's a dog for that too.
Detslo, were you just saying yay in the back? Because you're really quiet.
Sorry,
that's all I heard.
It was perfect. I think it makes it even better because it just makes it sound like there's one person in a distant corner who's like really feeling it.
Ron Paul, yeah. 2020.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extra credit is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yay! Besides, you can't change anybody else or their business. To do so is to argue with reality. And that only brings suffering. Wow, this new tenet of Buddhism is not making a lot of sense. Fear of the future is the main reason why we get in other people's business.
Huh.
But remember, the future never comes.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I guess that's technically true.
She's threatening us again. The future never comes for you. This is a death threat.
Oh. So this is new. This is new age nihilism.
I guess so.
Actually.
Oh man.
In reality, nothing ever happens that we can't handle, because after it happens, it's in the past, and the past is only a thought projection. It's not real, and therefore, whatever happened can't hurt us anymore.
The past
it's
is my toolbar.
Nothing matters. Everything dies. We are all fungus.
It's only momentary.
Everything that happens is impermanent.
It is New Age nihilism.
Oh my god.
Impermanence is a wonderful concept. Change happens. It's the one thing we can count on in life. If you don't like the way things are, wait a minute. Wait a while. They will change.
Wait for what? The future doesn't exist.
Judy, what happened to you between unhinderedliving.com and unhindered-living.com? Like, I think that she had a transformative life experience of some kind.
How do you know things happen exactly as they're supposed to? Take this example. How do we know that we're supposed to eat mashed potatoes? Because we do.
Oh.
I have to keep eating them. How do we know we aren't supposed to eat rocks?
Good question.
Because we don't.
Because the rock lobby won't let us.
It's that simple. We do the things we're supposed to do, and we don't do the things we're not supposed to do.
Then why did you go to college?
You may look at someone else's behavior and say, they're not supposed to do that, but the fact that they did it proves otherwise.
Yeah, I've been doing that all night.
Reality says otherwise. And when you pass judgment on someone else's behavior, when you use the word should or should not, or supposed to, you're once again in their business, not yours. How about questioning the thought, I have the right to tell other people who they should they should behave.
Yeah.
Who they should behave.
It is true. So I challenge you. When you have a troubling thought, apply the four questions and turnarounds to the thought. Investigate what you're thinking.
Looks like you win this challenge. Darn.
Yeah, so just for the record, the four questions is the thing that happened to her. She stumbled across this person who had these four questions, which when I click at it,
God, I thought she suffered some kind of, like, life trauma. I'm so glad it's just that.
she's thinking like this now.
In a way.
Well,
hey, there's a picture of Judy McMath.
Yeah, yeah.
And now her name's spelled with an IE instead of a Y.
Yeah, Byron Katie, the person who was mentioned earlier, came up with these four questions, which, if you'll notice, there's a list of six first, and then there's four. So, it's more like 10 questions.
So it's called Nuts and Bolts, so I assume this is a walkthrough of Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah, that's what happened. Banjo and Kazooie Nuts and Bolts came out, and she was changed forever.
Is that what destroyed her life?
Let's Play destroyed my brain, and my vibrations are zero.
So what did we learn?
So
oh boy, so much. Honestly, so much. I think I already mentioned the new word that I learned, pleomorphism. Thank you very much, which for anybody interested is when a natural object has more than one distinct form, like water and ice, or the cells in a tumor. Shit, I learned something else. It's gone now.
I learned that if you have cancer, it's your fault, you fucker.
I learned that we are, we're just one horrible accident away from becoming completely made of acid.
And or cancer.
Oh, you know what? I learned on a serious note that you can get a college education and still write things like this, which I guess isn't, like, a new thing for me. It's just, like, it's a struggle for me to internalize that she has had both of those experiences, I guess. And I also learned that I can make anybody into a doctor with the power of my will, so hit me up.
Also, something about rocks, but...
Also,
I learned you shouldn't eat rocks, because you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was pretty important.
I did learn that having spooked horses is the same kind of disease, fundamentally, as multiple sclerosis, so, you know.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis, multiple spooked horses, same thing.
Hey-o.
Oh my god.
I learned that I don't like New Age shit, and I don't like nihilism, but I love New Age nihilism.
Changed your life forever, did it?
You know it. These are my four questions.
If you love New Age nihilism, head on over to Ballpit. BLLP.IT. And if you want more from us, head on over to THEFMIN.US.
Come on over and cast your Reiki into the void.
Yep, you find our episodes, the art that Dr. A makes and stuff, links to our donation page. We also have a Patreon. It's at patreon.com/extracredit. And you could be like Grass Dragon and Pax More Porkia, who get to have their name said because they gave $10 a month. Also, we're going to keep thanking KGB Operative for giving us microphones, which is super nice. Bye. Or whatever. See you next time.
Bye.
But it's meaningless, so...
Keep your vibrations in tune.
Everything before
remember
never happened.
Future or past.
Everything after never happens.
See you never.
Time is a tool you can put on the wall or wear it on your wrist. The past is far behind us. The future doesn't exist.
Oh, what's the time?
It's 8:45. Time to have a bath.
What do you mean? We're already clean.
Scrub, scrub, scrub till the water's brown. Time is a ruler to measure the day. It doesn't go backwards, only one way. Watch it go round like a merry-go-round. Going so fast like a merry-go-round.
I'm just gonna click around her site.
I've started opening any links that come up as a result of this show in Microsoft Edge, and I think that's a good way to do it.
I have to use Microsoft Edge.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. You might be one of the plebeians who still refer to it as Internet Explorer.
It's not the same program.
Excuse me. I think I know that when two programs browse websites, they are the same program. Thank you very much.
You're the people I talk to on the phone in my day job, okay? Please stop.
Oh, I feel your pain. I had that job for a long time. Yeah.
I don't talk to anybody during my day job, and it's great.
I am jealous.
I don't have a job. Goodbye.
My day job is predicated around talking. There's no escaping.
Now you can see the importance of time. It helps us make pizza, it keeps things in line.
But when did it start?
And when will it stop?
Time is important, and I am a clock.
If we run out of time, then where does it go?
Is time even real? Does anyone know?
Maybe time's just a construct of human perception, an illusion created by...